USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The nationwide pause on evictions expired on Saturday after Congress failed to extend it. The CDC ordered last year a moratorium on evictions, but federal courts have since said the agency overreached with the pause, and the Supreme Court ruled in June that any extension would have to be approved by Congress. An Ecuadorian court on Monday ruled in favor of revoking the citizenship of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, according to a judgment published by the judicial branch of Ecuador. The court's decision nullified Assange's status as a naturalized citizen of Ecuador, which was granted to him in December 2017 by then-President Lenin Moreno. Carlos Poveda, Assange's lawyer in Ecuador, told CNN that he would appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with their subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Department of Justice's order on Friday to release former President Donald Trump's tax returns appears to be purely political, Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, said. In 2019, the department said the returns did not have to be given to Representative Richard Neal, Democrat of Massachusetts, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, because Neal was disingenuous about the true purpose of seeking the returns. Following the most widespread protests since Fidel Castro's 1959 revolution, Cubans are now bracing themselves for a new aftershock, mass trials of those who dared to take to the streets calling for change.
Many of the relatives of the people who were arrested would not talk to us on camera. They were too afraid. But some did tell us that their loved ones had done nothing other than peacefully demonstrate or simply record and upload videos of the historic protests as they took place.
CNN international correspondent Patrick Oppmann. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Team USA gathers medals. Caleb Dressel sets records on the final day of Olympic swimming. More from Dan Naraki.
The United States continued to collect medals on the final day of the Olympic swim meet. Caleb Dressel earned his fourth gold medal of the games when he won the 50-meter freestyle, setting a new Olympic record in the process. Bobby Fink surged on the final lap of the 1,500-meter freestyle to grab another gold, the first for the U.S. in that event since 1984. The women's 4x100-meter medley relay captured a silver medal, just 0.13 tenths of a second behind Australia, who also set an Olympic record with their win. And the men's 4x100 medley relay set a new world record on their way to another gold. Caleb Dressel swam the butterfly leg of that event, claiming his fifth gold medal of the Games, and becoming just the fifth swimmer to win five golds in a single Olympics, joining Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, Matt Biondi, and East Germany's Kristen Otto. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A surging number of immigrant families crossing the border in recent weeks has led to overcrowding in Border Patrol stations, and many of those families will now be transferred to Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody, according to two senior Department of Homeland Security officials. From there, the families will either be released with ankle monitors and a court date to make their case for asylum or put on a flight to be quickly deported, the officials said. As of Saturday, Border Patrol processing facilities were holding migrants 585% above capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.